Live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of the Life Changes.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
I've said it, but let's see, we've done 602 shows, so I might have said it hundreds of times how I enjoy our show because I learn as well. And so here's a great example with our guest. I've been spending so much time on his website, just like reading and going through the Daily Oracle. And so I thought we would start off by, because when I spoke to our guest just yesterday, just before calling him, I went to his website, cosmicjournal.com, and towards the bottom of it, you could pick a card, and I'm sure our guest will tell you in just a moment what that's about, and it was the perfect card for the conversation that we had. So I thought, well, let's see, before the show starts, what card will come up, and this is what came up. So this is right out of cosmicjournal.com. You cannot have within you a true dream without also having the way. And I think this is perfect for what we're going to be talking about today, because we have titled our show, Is Your Cosmic Alarm Clock Beeping? Let me just read a little more. There is a reason you've been handed your own particular dream. The universe wants you to co-conspire with you, to make it happen. If you have that kind of deep, deep burning desire, no dream is impossible. Hidden allies, focus, and resources will move to open up new pathways if you look deep within your center and this dream speaks to your heart. Now, you'll have to read the rest on your own. Just go to cosmicjournal.com. But I'm going to want a little explanation. Actually, I don't need it, but I would love it from the man who wrote those words when we come back. With our guest, Yannick Silver, and a little later on, as Mark said, our musical guest will be with us, and he is Clear Sage Leaf, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio online with our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur.
I kind of wish I was hosting tonight because it took me a long time to find somebody that could speak to me in doodles. Yannick and I hit it off right at the beginning. He's got such sage wisdom wrapped in such a fun package. This is going to be great.
You know, it's funny. It's one of the first things I said to him after seeing them. I said, are those yours? And he said, yeah, I wanted to be a cartoonist. But we'll let him talk about that, too. And actually, this is interesting because I've never heard anybody refer to themselves as such. Cosmic Catalyst, a maverick mischief maker, and a galactic goofball. And yet he is the creator of the, and he's the creator of the Cosmic Journal. He is an author and founder of Maverick 1000. Yannick Silver, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
All right. Thanks, Filippo. Thanks, Mark.
Great to have you on. And do you want to say anything about the card that we picked?
Let me talk about that page. It is one of my favorites. And what I'll do is, you know, the very bottom is one of my favorite Rumi quotes, and it says, what you seek is also seeking you. Mm-hmm. And that notion of what we're moving towards, this is not like what do we hope for, what do we kind of wish for, but what is truly, truly in our heart. And there's a reason that it's been planted there. And as you move towards it, it's moving towards you as well. And most times when we're moving towards it, we don't have any idea how we're going to get there. And that's also, I think, part of the fun and part of the magic and mystery as it unfolds perfectly.
Well, I have a feeling what we're moving towards is talking about the cosmic alarm clock. So we've titled the show, Is Your Cosmic Alarm Clock Beeping? And you go on to say that a lot of people put their alarm clock on, cosmic alarm clock on hold, or snooze. So what is that about?
Yeah, so most of us have experienced that moment where it starts off as like maybe a little voice, or more of a quiet voice, and we, you know, we can either listen to it or we hit snooze and we kind of go back to sleep. And so what happens is the more and more you ignore it, the louder and louder it gets. And sometimes that shows up as a health challenge, a wealth challenge, sometimes a relationship issue. You know, whatever it is, it's some way, shape, or form that the universe sort of bonks you on the head to pay attention. And when we don't listen, it gets louder and louder. And each day that we don't do what we're meant to be doing, I think our soul dies a little bit inside from each of those.
Mm. Oh, wow. I didn't know you were going to go there.
Yeah, maybe.
if we end up not dying, does the soul like ever bonk us so hard that we just have to, hopefully?
Yeah, it does. Because, I always think that everything's talking to us and it's up to us to realize how do we bring awareness to listening to those messages? And sometimes they show up as symbols, sometimes as signs, sometimes as synchronicities, and sometimes as very big bonks on the heads. And I remember talking to Kimbo Musk. He's Elon Musk's brother, and he was sharing the story of how he ended up in the hospital snowboarding. And he was on a very, you know, a very slight hill. It wasn't even a big, you know, massive double diamond or anything. And he was in the hospital recovering from this head injury. And he literally got bonked on the head so hard that literally during that time, he rethought his life. I think he divorced his wife. He quit his job as a CEO of this internet company. And he fulfilled his passion that he had all along, which was cooking. And now he owns the kitchen in Boulder. And they've also expanded into this charity called Big Green, which works with food and growing gardens to create educational resources, especially for underserved kids. So, you know, he really was able to follow his greatest passion, that dream, and again, life bonked him on the head. And so you hear that quite a bit when you're paying attention.
So, you know, I've never heard anybody describe themselves in such playful terms as Cosmic Catalyst and Maverick Mischief Maker and Galactic Goofball. I have a feeling that those are really well-placed playful terms. Could you address them?
Sure. I believe that we all show up as you know these divine kids, really these playmates, these children that want to play, and for some reason we whatever pulled our attention, usually as a kid, and I think you mentioned very early on that I wanted to be a cartoonist. And so normally it doesn't show up in quite the same way. So if you think of it as a spiral, we keep coming back over and over again to the things that really pulled at us, typically from childhood. So if you look at things that you were interested, excited by, passionate by, inspired by, maybe from the ages of about 6 to maybe 13 or 14. So I wanted to be a professional hockey player and then in the off season be a cartoonist. And I didn't quite hit any of those, but I still play ice hockey. I coach my kids' travel hockey team. But the cartooning piece, the journaling,
definitely
came back, and that really came back in a big way. And that was my most playful aspect. And I think when you get to your playful aspect, and then you combine it with the wisdom of where you are in the world right now, that the real magic happens.
So. Magic. That reminds me of the conversation that we were having and over the phone, you and I. And so actually, since you mentioned that word is used so often. Can you share with us what it means to you? Like what is, because it's not sleight of hand.
No.
And it's not necessarily woo-woo. You're saying that it's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, magic, you and I were talking about these 13 silver keys that we have as our family, almost like core values. And number 13, so each Sunday we have a dinner and we talk about what happened. And the kids actually help create these core values. And they're not exactly excited that they created them. You know, now my daughter, who's 13, and my son's 15. And she's like, you know, if I knew that this was going to be used against me, I never would have agreed to it. So we actually had a little bit of
used against her. It's for her benefit.
That's what I tell them. But they're like, how is this important to us? You know, things like give celebrate and things things like that, you know, just are good values of being a good person. And then, but the last one is make magic. And that's one of my favorites. And that one came about when we were actually going to tour summer camps and we went up there and I was kind of telling the kids about, hey, you know, what you think about start showing up in your world. They're like, whatever. And so I'm like, yeah, let's try it. And they're like, okay, I want to see a horse. And then I want to see a dog. I'm like, oh, that's too easy. And literally within, you know, 30 minutes, they saw that. And then my wife, who's a little bit more of the skeptic, and she's like, all right, fine. I want to see a penguin. And so I'm like, all right, we'll see a penguin. And of course, I'm thinking, I'm not really sure how we're going to see a penguin, but I trust in the process. And we went up to the summer camp and we only visited one bunk. And literally in the bunk was a piece of artwork or you know, a piece of paper that had a kid's drawing on it, and it was a penguin. And I showed it to my wife. I'm like, Miss, look, here's a penguin. And she like freaked out. And she's like, oh, my God. And then telling the kids on the way home, and they're like, okay. So then they got a little more bold. And my daughter's like, I want to see a polar bear. I'm like, okay, I want to see an ice cube. And we literally had to get off the highway because of this massive amount of traffic. And we went to this little convenience store. And as we're walking in to go to the bathroom, in the ice machine was a sticker of an ice cube and a polar bear inside. And my daughter's jaw just dropped, right? And that was where this idea of make magic came from. And it really, it shows up in our world when we look for it. And then when we're open to it, it shows up even more.
And so I want to add to that, because it came up in our conversation and I liked it, that one can say, well, of course, if you're going to stop at that gas station and you were saying, no, that wasn't in the plan at all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we were stuck in this tremendous amount of traffic. We had to go pee really bad and we got off on the highway. But the funny thing is, I always think that, you know, with these synchronicities and this magic and so forth, like there's always like an out for you that you can always be like, well, you know, on ice machines, of course, it has a polar bear and, you know, whatever. But I didn't say what we should be looking for. She said it. But the other thing is, I started looking around at other ice machines when I went to convenience stores, and not all of them, actually very few of them have, you know, a polar bear with an ice cube in it. So
right. Earlier we were talking about the cosmic clock, a cosmic alarm clock, and how the universe could literally bonk you on the head, or figuratively. But you're also saying in your book, Cosmic Journal, that there's a way to do it not without necessarily having to be bonked on the head. And so when we come back, we're going to talk more with Yannick Silver about how we can more gracefully maybe listen to what our cosmic alarm clock is saying. So we'll be back with Yannick Silver, and then a little later on, once again, with our musical guest, Clear Sage Leaf, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and is your cosmic alarm clock beeping, or have you pushed the snooze button on your cosmic alarm clock? We are talking with Yannick Silver, who has achieved so much in life, a little bit of what he's already shared. We're going to talk more about the Cosmic Journal. We're going to talk about Evolved Enterprise a little bit, maybe a little bit about Maverick 1000. There's so much to talk about. Yannick, you know, as a compassionate human being that I trust most of our listeners are, we don't want ourselves or anybody else to have to go through major trauma in order to get what they're here to do. So sometimes one has to, but is there an easier way to get to the answers?
There's always an easier way, right? Like, there's always the escalator, and there's the elevator, and then there's the stairs. And you know, you just get to pick. And this is what's been coming to me a lot lately. It's like, it's our choice. We decide. And it's like, you can decide how fast you want to make the choice, and how fast, you know, which of those modalities do you want to take? And the other way that I look at it, Filippo, is like, imagine that joy is at the top. And that's kind of our true north, and it's always pulling us forward, like a tractor beam, like you know, it's magnetized. So joy is truly this I don't know, energy that's pulling us forward. And then imagine you have two walls, and that's pain, and pain are kind of our guardrails to life, and so they're moving us up towards joy. And now, when we have our guardrails really wide, that means that we're getting bonked on the head higher and bigger and bigger. Because we have to, but we keep moving up towards joy. But now, when we're in alignment, when our head, you know, which is our, you know, for me, I work a lot with entrepreneurs, our business side, our marketing side, and then our heart, which is our impact that we want to make in the world, is aligned with our higher purpose, then we're like smoothly moving through that towards joy.
You know, you talk about, actually, you work with a lot of business executives, and we'll talk more about that in a moment through Maverick 1000 and Evolved Enterprise and all that. And yet you use these words like joy and heart and higher purpose. How does that bode in the business world? Obviously, well.
Well, for the right people, it does, absolutely. And it's, you know, we start attracting in who, you know, if I put out something like this, then the right people are attracted to it. And it's also kind of funny, too, because, and I was mentioning to you, we have very high-end events, including a week that we do on Richard Branson's Island. And sometimes we don't tell the entrepreneurs that we're going to do all these things. You know, they're coming in because of the connection and the high-level group and kind of the activities that we're doing. And then we also throw in, might be a shaman, might be, you know, might be something else, a ceremony that we do. And for many times, if they're open to it, they tell us that that is some of the biggest transformative work that they've ever been exposed to.
So you, how did you get exposed to this? Because your family had a business, so you were very much steeped in the business part of it. So the head part, right? For sure.
Right. Well, so our family's Russian immigrants, came over when I was three, and my dad started a small medical equipment sales and service company. And you know, like most family businesses, I went to work there. And at 14, I was telemarketing. At 16, my dad made me a deal, which was I would get a car, but only if I would go cold call on doctors. And so I went out and started learning about sales, and very quickly learned that cold calling really sucked and didn't enjoy it. And one of my doctor clients, who I outfitted his entire surgery center, he and I became friends, and he gave me a tape. And I started listening to different marketing and even self-development tapes very, very early on. And it just changed my trajectory. And then I started applying this to my dad's business, where we would create ads, or I would create these ads. My dad would look at it, you know, remember, thick Russian accent. He's like, nobody's going to read all this. And I'm like, oh, come on, Joe. You know, I call my dad Joe, so we worked together. I'm like, Joe, let's just try this. And literally, you know, it just changed his business. It went from a small regional player to a national player. And then I started expanding, and I realized that I wanted something more. And I think we have these multiple cosmic alarm clocks that go off. So it would have been really easy for me to just stay in that status quo. And originally I thought I was going to take over my dad's business and grow it and continue growing it. But then you get that I don't know, this nudge that happens, and that little voice inside your head. And, you know, I just wanted something more. And again, I didn't know exactly where it would lead and what would happen, but I literally remember waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning with this idea. It was an answer to a question that I had. And I think your questions really dictate your answers. And the question was, how do I create this fully automatic website that makes me money while I sleep and is an incredible value for people? And that was ended up being my first $1 million product. It was something called Instant Sales Letters. And I put that out there, and then all of a sudden, you know, within about 6-7 months, I was on track to do six figures, and people are like, well, how did you do that? And maybe you could teach me. So that turned into another kind of trajectory in my career. And you know, I never could have predicted all of that. And then about 11, 12 years ago, I had kind of the biggest cosmic alarm clock, where I just asked myself, am I happy? Would I be happy doing what I'm doing 10 years from now? And when I was really honest, I mean, you know, outside looking in, everything is great, making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, but I just wasn't truly, truly happy. And that was probably the biggest cosmic alarm clock moment for me.
You know, as you're describing this and you're saying that there could be several cosmic alarm clock moments in your life, it's maybe possible that this last one you had couldn't have been had many, many years ago until you went through all those other processes?
I don't know. I mean, I do believe that we have kind of a blueprint that we're meant to be following. But that doesn't mean that the blueprint is, okay, you know, tomorrow you're going to do this and next month is this. But I think that there's a general trajectory to our lives, and that's that higher purpose, you know, that bring that alignment in. And yeah, you're right. I don't think I could have had that level of, I don't know, awakening or whatever you would want to call it, without the other pieces being there. And then what was most interesting, so, you know, I had 6, 7, 8 different projects that all hit the 7-figure mark super fast, you know, like that. And everything I did was a real big success. And then this was the first thing that I did. I'm like, okay, what would I be most happiest doing? It'd be working with entrepreneurs, taking them on adventure trips. We'd have business sessions in the middle of nowhere. We'd have a charity element. Sounded awesome. And so I, put on the first trip. It was a Baja dune buggy racing adventure, and ended up losing about $40,000. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's okay. It's an investment. It's a whole new thing. And then about $400,000 in, my wife's like, well, what the hell are you doing? And so it was the first time that things kind of went sideways. And it really forced me to go back to my why. And my why wasn't to build an adventure travel company. It was to truly change the way business is played. And then I started going back to, you know, spiritual practices, going back to things that I had, almost like going back to bedrock, going back to 20 plus years of personal growth and development and so forth. And realizing, like, what happens when you separate your identity as a successful entrepreneur, quote unquote, from what is happening? And how do you just truly bring forth what is that true version of who you are? And so the last decade has really been a huge spiritual growth decade for me.
Is this the evolved enterprise portion of the story?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So during that time, almost going out of business, was able to get some key pieces from, you know, people like Richard Branson, but also very unknown people that have been using business as this force for good, and was able to really create a framework that was then able to take our company from being in the red to an 824% complete change. And it was really interesting, because I could have easily gone back to what I was doing before, but it felt like golden handcuffs. It felt like I would just be, again, like your soul would be dying a little bit each day by not growing. And so I think that following your heart is frequently scary, but never wrong. And that was that leap that I was really forced to take.
So you say rule number one is play fully.
Yeah.
Not playfully, play fully.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's something new that's been coming to me. So play fully, and even fully in parentheses is probably a good way of looking at it. So play, you know, like just the way we started, right? Play to me is this highest expression of who we are, but then playing fully means being full out, exactly who you are, playing fully, like having your voice out into the world and really doing the things that bring you extreme delight. And it's not just like this pleasure, not like, you know, eating an ice cream cone kind of pleasure, but truly feeling like you're 100% utilized, like what you were designed to do. And so the Cosmic Journal was really a bit of that process of almost like, I call it the galactic instruction manual you were missing when you were born to fulfill your destiny here and to re-remember your destiny here. And so that's the play fully part. And then from play fully comes purposefully and profitfully.
Nice. I like that. Well, we've mentioned a couple times cosmicjournal.com, and that is where you can not only get the book, you can also learn more about Yannick. You can go directly to yannicksilver.com. Yannick is Y-A-N-I-K. Silver is just like it sounds. And if you do Yannick Silver, you can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Yannick Silver. When we come back, Yannick, you know how kind of like the cosmic alarm clock has to like sometimes repeat itself over and over again. I pushed the snooze button on what I thought I was reading, and I'm like, no, I'm not reading that. And I just kind of went about my day, and then I'm like, you know. And so now, as I'm talking to you, I'm reading it again, and I just got what it really says. It's not unusual to find him, meaning Yannick Silver, dressed as a lemur. Or a showgirl. So I want to ask him about that when we come back. And a little later on, we're going to have our musical guest live, Clear Sage Leaf. And in our next segment, our Ask Dorothy question, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Yannick Silver. We've been talking about the Cosmic Journal, and so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But before we do, Yannick, you take play fully, obviously, to heart, based on what I said before we went on a break.
Yeah. You were talking about the dressing up in a lemur outfit or a showgirl outfit, or even matching mermaid tails with Richard Branson, or, you know, just anything that we do. So I don't know. I, again, like these things that what did you love to do as a kid? And I was definitely a big goofball as a kid, and I enjoyed Halloween almost to a massive degree, like even to the point where whatever costume I'm in, I don't break character. Much to my wife's chagrin. And I remember when we first moved into this one neighborhood we live in now, there's a big Halloween party across the street, and we just moved in. I only knew the neighbor across the street and another one neighbor, and I came as Borat, and my wife was breastfeeding our I think it was our daughter at the time, so she wasn't drinking, so she was, you know, just walking around and just watching me be a complete fool, where I'd be like kissing the neighbors and random neighbors I was meeting. You know, my neighbor's like, here, Yannick, meet so and so. I'm like, oh, my name is Borat, nice to meet you, mwah, mwah. And you know, just completely, you know, it doesn't break character. I just enjoy that. I think it's fun. And then, but what I really find amusing about it is when we do this with really interesting high level people, because it completely breaks them open and they connect at a whole deeper level. So even this idea of play, I'd look at it as purposeful play. It's not just, okay, we're going to have fun, which is one thing, but what's the purpose of it as well? Like, because there's a real networking piece to it. There's a connection piece. There's a deeper alignment to get to know somebody aside from their LinkedIn profile or whatever the case is. And that's where it's really fun for me.
And speaking of play, the book is very playful, obviously very profound as well, but very playful. And one can follow it along page by page or play with it, right? By just opening up a page like we did before the show.
Exactly. Yeah, it works like an oracle, and so you can hold an intention or a question, or it's literally just open it, and then there's a spot on the left hand side for you to write in what comes up for you. But by the way, Filippo, what came up for me, what I'm really intrigued by is, so I love words. You know, I started as a copywriter, so words are really important to me. And but I have a one page that talks about, you know, my name is your destiny. And it talks about how people's names, how certain things are really aligned with their destiny. And I was thinking about your last name, Voltaggio. Have you ever thought anything about that with, you know, the Volt, V-O-L-T?
No, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because what did you think?
Yeah, because you're sparking these life changes. I mean, so I look at one of my roles as Catalyze the Catalyst, and that's a lightning bolt symbol, which is part of the Cosmic Journal. And you know, you have this, and you know, we were talking about Richard Branson, and at one time we were sitting around a campfire in it's either South Africa or Kenya on a safari, and we're talking about different things, and you know, he said, you know, I believe our family name is Brandson, Brandson.
Oh, interesting.
I actually had come up with that for him in an intuitive way, because I'm like, you know, he's such a great brand builder and he cares about brands. And so I mentioned that to him, and he's like, you know, that's funny, because that I believe that is our family name. And then, you know, on this page, I talk about a distant cousin of yours in a way, Usain Bolt, you know, not
yes.
Bolt, but Bolt. But, you know, you have to be the fastest man alive if your last name is Bolt. And that to me is just so remarkable. And so my birthday is 925. And if you look inside Sterling Silver, it says 925. And it's, you know, it's just a fascinating way of, you know, again, make magic.
Oh, that's interesting. I was going to ask you, because I saw 925 used for you in a particular use case. And I thought, is that because it's the silver? But it's and you were born on that date. So you're on path.
Yeah, exactly. And continuing to refine it. And that's what's interesting, too, because, you know, you've had 603 of these shows talking about life changes. And I do think that when you're on path, the higher and higher you go, the steeper and steeper it goes. Like you have to continue whittling away at what's pretty good in order to get to what is really meant for you and what is your true destiny or dharma.
Well, actually, I just put this together, but you are our 600, or this is our 603rd show, which is a 9. So
yeah, that's right.
So we didn't get to talk too much about that, but these are these things do come up as some people might call coincidences or synchronicities and all of that. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but you're saying that it's important to note them.
I think so, and especially in your journal, right? So I'm a huge journaler, obviously, and I've been doing it for years and years, and it gives you an opportunity to bring awareness to certain things that happen. Now, you have to continue using your intuition and using your gut to really see, okay, if I just saw a squirrel today, is that a real symbol, or is there, you know, a meaning behind the squirrel? And sometimes you can get too far down, but just like those two guideposts that we have that continue moving us towards joy, like, you know, you don't know how far until you go too far, and then so you keep bringing back to it. But it's when you bring awareness to it. Sometimes I found literally symbols have shown up, or signs or synchronicities, years and years apart, and that's really fascinating to me. And you know, I love Carl Jung, who really brought forth this idea of synchronicities more into our lexicon and the space. And you know, he was able to, the original way that he sort of uncovered this was this story about a beetle, and he was talking to a client, and you know, anyone that hasn't heard it, it's worth looking up, because it's such a moving synchronicity that really showed him that there's ways that are not simply cause and effect or can't be attributed to it. And so I really think this is the way that the universe talks to us. And I in the journal, I say that synchronicities are a love letter from the universe to us across time and space.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. As a matter of fact, thank you for sharing all of this. The Cosmic Journal, cosmicjournal.com, is where you can find the book. And it's also available everywhere books are sold, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, Yannick Silver, YANIKSilver.com, and find him on Instagram and Twitter at Yannick Silver. Yannick, it feels like we've just scratched the surface of fun. I'm glad our paths have crossed, and I look forward to more fun and conversation and play together soon.
Thanks, Filippo. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I look forward to another at least 603 episodes.
Okay, you got it. All right, so thank you again to Yannick Silver. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Sylvia, and I wonder if you can help me figure out what has happened to me lately. For the last few months, I've been dreaming about something, and when I wake up, the first thing I see when I open my emails is very similar to what I just dreamed about. For example, I dreamed about a friend of mine that I had not spoken to or thought of in years, and yet when I opened my Facebook page, the very first picture shown was the friend I dreamed of. This may seem silly to you, but it is happening almost daily. Then out of the blue comes a confirmation of something I just recently dreamed of or thought of. This is getting freaky, so please help me understand what is going on.
Dear Sylvia, you are one of the many who are in the process of awakening. Some refer to this time as planetary ascension. Not everyone is as awake as you have been working on yourself for quite some time, and all of the inner work you have done is now paying off for you. You are dialing into the truth of our magical and mystical adventures that we call life. You are tuning into the kinds of things that have always occurred, and yet for most humans, they just chalk it up to coincidence instead of knowing that they're dialed in. I have been sharing with you and my other clients for some time that I do not believe in coincidences, and I instead refer to these occurrences as coincidences. What I know is that we are all connected in some amazing ways, and once we open ourselves up to the magic in and all around us, we will see more and more amazing things, and we will understand that we are the co-creators of our realities. So congratulations to you for being more awake and aware than ever. And I believe it would be a great idea for you to start journaling these coincidences as they occur. And you will be amazed at how much more often they occur than you've been consciously aware of. Thank you for this question.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Well, I love how that coincided with our guests and everything that was said today. And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our musical guest, Clear Sage Leaf, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Back. I am Filippo, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and our musical guest is with us on the phone. He is Clear Sage Leaf. He's a blues jazz singer-songwriter. Welcome to the show, Clear Sage Leaf.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you on.
We
want to say right off the bat a thank you to a mutual friend of ours who introduced us, and that is, of course, Carrie Clasby. She was on the show last week, owner of Malibu Fig Ranch, and we got to hear you perform, and we said, can't wait to have you on the show. So here you are, Sage.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
So, Sage,
I'm excited.
you have always resonated with music, and yet you haven't always resonated with the world. And then you shared with me something really interesting, and that is music helped you open up to the world. Could you please share more about that?
Well, I suppose, I mean, I've always been into music, so it's been great, but as far as being confident with expressing myself in public and, you know, even talking or being in groups, you know, of people, I've always been a little shy and haven't really taken chances to connect or open up to people who wanted to connect with me growing up sometimes. And so it got to a point where I started getting deeper into music and wanting to play just because it's what I love to do. And I kind of stopped working and wanted to see if music would be able to provide for me and see if I could just survive doing what I love. And in order to do that, it also helped me to break out of my shell and to gain confidence within myself to go out and express myself, sing to the world. And as I did that, it brought up a lot of opportunities for with people coming up to me and wanting to know my story or telling me, you know, or sharing their gratitude for me providing, you know, music out in public and stuff or wherever I'm playing.
I love that story. And actually, I love your music. So why don't we jump in? What do we get to hear first?
So I have a song that I've written a couple years back, and it's pretty much in the beginnings of my travels. And this was up in Oregon, and this song is called Many Ways.
Many Ways, okay. Can't wait to hear it. Here is Clear Sage Leaf, otherwise known as Sage, live on the Life Changes show, performing Many Ways at Home, or live at home, performing Many Ways.
All right. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me. And
gratitude for this bliss, Mama and Papa showing me gifts through the smoke, flowing in the bliss, stepping outside, having fun in the mist, yeah. And every day's like this, doing what we love, diving deep, getting high off this compassion, oh, it's everlasting, on the path of truth, I'm never stepping back, yeah. So many ways to live, this is the way I chose. So much love to give, this is the way I grow. So many ways to live, this is the way I chose now. And I do trust in life with all that it shows. Deep in the valley, no gas in the tank. I wanna thank all of creation for breaking the bread with me. So I share it with my brothers and sisters. I feel we all need support in this mission. So we can all give ourselves the permission. Shine bright, let the fresh dew glisten early in the morning. As we wake up to the sun and the glory, pick up the pen and continue your story. Hakuna Matata, chapter of no worries. We are exploring deep in the soul. Climb up the mountain, any path works. Create your own journey. So many lessons I have lost count. Kissing existence through all of my sounds. So many ways to live. This is the way I chose. So much love to give. This is the way I grow. So many ways to live. This is the way I choose now. And I do trust in this life with all that it shows.
Thank you so much. So many ways to live, and this is the way that I chose. Wow. Clear sage leaf. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
So find him on Instagram at Clear Sage Leaf, and also on Facebook. Only on Facebook is clearsage.leaf, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd have to ask you. Tell me, if you would, please, about Clear Sage Leaf.
Well, sage leaf, I just really like the sage plant. I've always felt really good, you know, when I smell it or when I use the essential oils. And yeah, it's just something that stuck with me. And also, I suppose the other meaning of sage, you know, a man of wisdom. And that's something that I continue to, you know, thrive towards every day, and wanting to have that reminder.
Well, thank you. And actually, interesting, maybe that's why you chose it, but clear, sage is used for clearing energy in spaces, right?
Yeah, clear is a... I just like how... I like how it sounds, but also clear was a name that was... I suppose bestowed upon me by an elder at one point in my life, and I thought I'd, you know, I. It's funny. A part of me doesn't feel like I deserve to, you know, actually be labeled as that or anything. But it's something that, like I said, the name is for me like a reminder, you know, because I'm constantly every day and growing towards that. I feel it's like the name is my. Kind of my goal.
Interesting. And part of your goal is becoming, when you sing, becoming vulnerable and nourishing a deeper awareness of yourself. So it falls in line as far as I can tell.
Cool.
And so with that, we get to hear another song?
Yeah. This song is called Seeds of Awareness, and it's a powerful song that I wrote to myself. Like a lot of my songs, they're pretty much journal entries, since I don't actually write in a diary normally or anything. But yeah, this song is a very strong one that came through me, and it's a beautiful reminder that I like to play for myself.
Yeah. You know, that's interesting, and I'm glad you said that, because you and I had talked about it before the show, but... our guest, Yannick, mentioned journaling, right? And how important that could be. Well, it is what you're doing as a singer-songwriter. Even people like I, when before I started writing songs as a singer, I would sing other people's songs. But the songs that I was picking, right, the songs that I was singing on that particular day or over that period of time, they all were speaking to me. So... If it is what you're doing, and I just want to encourage people to know that, as well as the people that do art, right? They might do a different painting every day, and every day, if they look at it, it's speaking to them.
I appreciate that. I really do.
I appreciate you and the fact that you're going to sing one of your journal entries with us right now. Here is Clear Sage Leaf performing... on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, Seeds of Awareness Live.
Mm-hmm. planting seeds in the dirt now. I want to know, what will I become? And I've tried so hard to show my worth, just to find that I am nothing and
Thank you. Clear Sage Leaf. Thank you so much.
Of course. You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for sharing. For those who want to follow Clear Sage Leaf, go to Instagram and find him at Clear Sage Leaf. Same with Facebook, clearsage.leaf, however. And so we're looking forward to much more, like YouTube pages and all kinds of stuff and live performances with you, Sage, soon, more and more.
Yep, constantly growing, yes.
Well, thank you. I love also how the word magic came up both in the lyrics, or all three in the lyrics of Clear Sage Leaf's song, in the interview with Yannick Silver, and during the Ask Dorothy answer. So interesting coincidences. So with that, thank you again to Clear Sage Leaf and to Yannick Silver, our guest. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like yours and ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.